National skills badges in non-formal adult education, Finland takes a cautious step in the right direction. By mid-October 2025, more than 2,600 skills badges have been registered in the Finnish national database called KOSKI. The purpose of the badges is to recognize informal and non-formal learning in areas such as communication, digital security, and everyday finances. An increasing number of organizations in non-formal adult education are now starting to put the badge system to the test. Nordic Network for Lifelong Learning, NLL, has conducted fieldwork in the field and discovered a cautiously increasing commitment in Finland for the national skills badges. The badges are directly linked to the national information resource called KOSKI and thus have the potential to become a concrete tool for documenting and recognizing basic skills. The skills badges have got off to a great start. More than 2,600 badges have been issued so far, says Heikki Tulkki. Counselor of Education at the Finnish National Agency for Education, Heikki Tulkki from the Finnish National Agency for Education has been working on the national skills badges. Up to now, the most popular badges are communication, my skill set, participation in a group, using feedback and my personal learning journey. The most popular theme cluster is communication skills and occupational health skills. This shows that social and everyday skills are in particularly high demand, Tulkki says. Not everyone wants their skills registered. Borgo Folk Academy, People's Academy in Porvoo, is a Swedish-speaking folk high school in eastern Uusimaa. In autumn 2024, the school tested a course focusing on mental wellness for young people. The course was linked to a national skills badge under the theme Communication Skills and Occupational Health Skills. The course turned out to be a real lifesaver for some of the young women who attended it. The participants were very happy with the course and felt that it was useful for them, says Maria Ingman, program coordinator for the International Swedish Courses. Borgo Folk Academy's Maria Ingman would like to see better visibility for the badges in Finland. The biggest challenge, however, has been how to reach the target group in the first place. It has also proved difficult to justify to course participants why skills badges are necessary. The participants were almost reluctant to hear about the possibility of receiving a skills badge upon completion of the course. This could be due to the specific challenges of this particular target group, Maria Ingman says. Potential for increased visibility. Nevertheless, Maria Ingman does see potential for the future, provided that the badges gain more visibility. I think we should invest in an information campaign targeted at youth workers, study and career advisors, social services and other actors who work with people with inadequate basic skills. In addition, more awareness about the badges is needed among employers and in the education sector. Heikki Tulkki confirms immediately that the National Agency for Education plans to continue supporting implementation of the badges by offering guidance and updated information material to education providers. He lists a host of measures already taken. There are also plans for possible networking meetings and webinars where we can share experiences and good practices. ABIS wants to avoid parallel structures. ABIS, the Swedish Adult Education Center in Helsinki, is currently launching new pilot courses in digital security and information retrieval, which will allow participants to acquire national skills badges. Jan Amnell, the teacher responsible for designing the digital skills courses, says that ABIS no longer offers courses where students can earn badges linked to the open badge system. Badges issued through open badge cannot be registered in the KOSKI nationwide database. We don't have the resources to invest in both systems at once, and it might be confusing for students to have two different systems. The national skills badges are linked to the nationwide information resource KOSKI, which makes them more relevant in a wider educational context. National skills badges suit our profile well, since we also offer courses for which study credits can be earned. The courses are being piloted at ABIS starting from October, and Amnell sees them as a first step in the right direction. Since the courses are only starting now, we don't have practical experiences yet, but the themes covered are topical and important. They correspond well to the concept of civic skills embodied in the national skills badges. Overall, he has a favorable opinion of how the national badges have been formulated. The descriptions are detailed enough that you can use them successfully for course planning, yet general enough to be adaptable to the current situation. Heikki Tulkki notes that future challenges concerning national badges include dealing with the rapid development of artificial intelligence and issues tied to security and preparedness. Civis gives up open badge after 10 years. Heikki Tulkki highlights Civis Study Center as an example of an institution that has successfully integrated skills badges into their operations. Civis, a nationwide institution for non-formal adult education, has tried to promote the open badge system for the past 10 years. But according to advisor Sana Saarimaa, the badges never gained the popularity that Civis had hoped for. Sana Saarimaa reports that Civis Study Center is giving up open badge in favor of national skills badges. Even though our member organizations were keen to create and issue badges, the reception has been less than enthusiastic. Many people felt that the system is technologically challenging, and few employers are familiar with the concept of skills badges. She also describes that it was often difficult to justify why badges might be preferable to traditional certificates. A further obstacle was that users would frequently need to pay a license fee to a private actor to gain access to the system. Civis focuses on national skills badges. Civis currently focuses exclusively on national skills badges. The institution has been piloting the badges in a project offering basic skills training to prison inmates. The project is funded by the Service Center for Continuous Learning and Employments, SECLE. Course participants have shown a lot of interest in the badges, and over 120 badges have been issued during the project, says Sana Saarimaa. Civis also participates in an ESF finance project called Tunnustu Taiolumausaamisesi, Get Your Work-Related Skills Recognized, where the issuing of skills badges is tested within training programs implemented by different organizations. However, the national badges do have their limitations, says Saarimaa. They are less flexible than open badge, and the themes are fixed in advance. Sana Saarimaa sees considerable value in the idea of skills badges, even if she currently finds it difficult to comment on their future within non-formal adult education. The series of courses is a good initiative by the National Agency for Education, and one that many are already familiar with. I also hope that going forward more badges will be created with different themes. As mentioned above, the future of the national skills badges still remains unknown for now. However, the NLL's fieldwork points to a growing, albeit cautious, commitment. With continued support from the National Agency for Education and increased visibility, the badges could potentially become an important instrument for boosting lifelong learning. What are national skills badges? The National Basic Skills Badges System is an initiative by the National Agency for Education in Finland. The badges are used for recognizing informal and non-formal learning in areas needed for work and citizenship. The aim is to strengthen adults' basic skills and to recognize competence acquired outside the formal education system. Examples of themes, in Swedish, covered by the National Skills Badges. One of the courses is titled, Everyday Finances, see link for more information in Swedish. The national badge model is proving to be an inspiration to others, too. In the Netherlands, for example, a similar system is being developed based on the Finnish badges. The introduction of the skills badges is supported with economic subsidies. Adult education centers can apply for a quality subsidy or a state subsidy, either alone or within a joint project. Other means of finance, such as ESF Plus, may be available depending on the focus of the call for proposals. Opportunities and challenges of national skills badges, according to Heikki Tulkki of the National Agency for Education. They recognize and make visible the basic skills needed in qualification-oriented education, which in turn helps pave the way to formal competence. They allow individuals to develop work-relevant skills alongside work without needing to take study leave or be absent from work for significant periods of time. This initiative can spark motivation and create a wish to develop one's skills, particularly in those with no qualifications beyond comprehensive school. One of the biggest challenges is getting education providers to understand that a new, skills-based approach is necessary, even if the targets defined for skills badges are often already covered by their courses.